No matter how bad your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name, and welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. And remember, in case you are for the first time, we're always together here every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 9 until 10 in the evening. Always to give you a word of faith, always to pass to you one word that is going to change your life. Give God a chance, because God still wants to make a change inside of you. In case you are suffering from depression, suicidal thoughts, you have this bitterness inside of you that everyone or everything around you is just annoying you, God wants to take you out of this suffering that you are living in. And that's why we call this program Stop Suffering Program. And I'm here not alone in the studio. I'm here also with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwood. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl, and good evening, listeners. Uma toke wapo na wa ova pulikini. So, o programa we oyo ihuli fe polemono lihuna ye kwe tewa mamepo natango. Kashimba osho shikando she tete to pulikini ngaha, o programa yi o haikara kwalu she metine po okujapongo yi fiopongongo no programa yi no hona tango o haikarako aluse etivali na tango efimbola fafana. So nongenge no to shakene kuju no ino hala kutelela o to duru kutudengela ko ngoji yetu yonola o hetatu o nola vavari o mbali vavari o natu vatatu nonano o ngoji yi to dengele yi o yo shari. Nongenge kucha kuna kosha nando o dola imwe kongo joe, so otoduru kudenga oshari.
Yes, we are always here to help you. You can call our toll-free number. It's free of charge, oshari. It's free of charge. You can call now the toll-free number and there will be someone, a man of God, ready to help you right now. You can speak in your home language, doesn't matter. As long as you call for help, because help is at hand. And God, He wants to help you, He wants to take you out of the suffering that you are living in. So I'm going to give you the number now. The number is, it's a free of charge number, is 08-00-22-3335. I'm going to say slowly for you to hear carefully. 08-00-22-3335. So, Pastor Festus, they can call this number.
Yes.
It is a free, toll-free number. We say toll-free because it's free of charge. It's just for this person to pick up the phone, any phone, and call. Maybe this person is listening to us now from the village.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this person is listening to us from the hometown, or maybe in the location, or in town. God wants to help this person. It's just to pick up the phone and call, because help is at hand. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Kuchane otosha keneke ujuvi kepeni, so esu wapungo kuninga, itavela nakalunga, tadruku kumangula ku uju o kuchofu kalufi kepeni. Esu wapungo kuninga, denga kongo jei, onola nohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu nonano. Handendrula, onola ohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu nonano.
Yes, so give God a chance, and for sure, God will be able to bless and change your entire life. There is nothing impossible, dear friend. There is nothing impossible that God cannot do. All things are possible for those who believe, because He came to give life. Just Tuesday, we spoke to you that God came to give life. And He wants to give you a life. Maybe your life, you are you are suffering. You are suffering from illnesses. Maybe you are unable to sleep during the night. Maybe you are suffering from depression. You have this bitterness inside of your heart. God wants to give you peace. God wants to take away this bitterness that you have in your heart. It's just for you to give him a chance. If you give him a chance, definitely he's going to help you. And remember, we always bring to you a real life story. And I would like you as well to prepare your glass of water, because in the end of the program, we are going to bless your water. We are going to pray for your water, and also include, you can also include the name of a loved one, a name of a brother or sister or friend in the prayer book in the end of the program. And we are going to pray for all of you. So prepare your glass of water, because we are going to make the prayer in the end of the program. And I'm also not alone. I'm here joined with Catula. Good evening, Catula.
Good evening, Pastor.
All right. And Catula is going to give to us the conclusion of her testimony. The conclusion of her testimony. We heard just on Tuesday that there was a curse in the house, a curse in the family, that always a fire would just start out of the blue. Suddenly, fire would just come up, right? And we just listened that she suffered with this depression. She suffered with this depression, desires of wanting to commit suicide. But God have given her a chance. That's why she's here. She didn't take her life. She instead gave her life to God. And now she have this real life story, and she wants to share this story as well to you out there who is suffering the same as she suffer. So give God a chance, because with him, all things are possible. So call now the toll-free number before we are going to open the lines. After you hear the testimony of Catula, you can call now the toll-free number and talk to someone off-air at 0800-22-3335. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
They can call now, because after the testimony of Catula, we are going to open the lines for them to call in the studio, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, konima programa, kukucha konima yo kololo la Catula, o hatuka patrula ongo dio yo mo studio, opo udule kutu dengela malashke mo peivenga ha, o to duru kudengela kongo jei, onola no hetatu no imwe, no, onola o hetatu, onola babali, ombali babali, onatu batatu no nano. Andiendulula, onola o hetatu, onola babali, ombali babali, onatu batatu no nano. Ongodi oyo shari shangongi.
They can call now.
You can call now. Todrukudenga peifenga ha.
Yeah, there will be someone ready to help.
Opena ummatu akalunga oteke kuvatela. Ngengo adenge mo peifenga ha.
Yaro.
Kuchoto popi mo shuambo. Kuchoto popi mo shirelo. Kuchoto popi mera kalili pipo. Otomo nevatel.
Yaro. All right. So we are going to hear the testimony now of the conclusion of her testimony, because now we see her life has changed. God has changed her life. She's not suffering anymore with this a curse that was in the house of fire just suddenly burn, and she don't have any more this depression and suicidal thoughts. You can speak now, please.
Yeah. Ngazi ngoku inda popsa okolo langeme tivali kucha otwakula mumbo la mekulu kwa imu nupsaka di wendu da hadi pseike ka shivike kucha ondilo watameke la peni. So tupakala niye mongalo ilingao, wendu datadipi, ikuto teipi, no shundo kwa ishapza kwa imunayo, oka na kamako kamatina kukwe kakwa meike, kangi kakeli ofika, ondilo watemeike. Natango oshi mashilinga, oshakala ndula meme wange, umbolae umoshomea, nalo ifkulimula la kwate iko ondilo, nde kakushivikele la kucho ondilo wadile peni. Ame natango ndaka kalandi nupsakadi, kashungo natango inda popsa kucha, moskolo ndaka kalandi shendi fana na alongyo papakala lela vanya nyukilo wange. Ashiko ndaka kalandi no shima kucha, shashamo ndu diteko ame, ndu duku ilo nguwa enge, kapena nanu nta duku kwa fela, ndaka kalandi no mepoyu nwa hano, inihala kutambula kwa ekwafo, ilona ndanzi pukulu wakonu inanzi hala shashi, ndiko indi weta ndafa ndishishi hapu. Ia, oshima osha ketela ngeni ndikale nda wiliwapo koma zila zilo, andika kala yonda nga komepo nda la kui kufo mwenyo osheshi omolani upsaka joku indina no shoyo eshkwaita shirita shiningwa keumbo la mekulu numbo la meme upsaka dinatangu waka kala apa eshindeke yako vendu kande yako skola meme kwa kaka nifi ilonga kakwa ilelava liena taduruku ku kakwa ilela taduruku kwa fela alimeumbo shashkina shi ilonga ngashkwa iha kwa fele nale
ugu ya njango mayambi dito penya na penya
iya yeah. So eshi ndiliko venduka fimbuli mwandi yange ne andi dengele nando kumbo edengele uno na nando kuri uto yange fimbuli mwetati fikolu inari ya nando kuri loka penasha ilo upipe na nukuri no mito imwe omea atetuako kwa ine haa katika pushinda haa nivo pushinda waka dengele nge ne kuchae omea itunao uka pomba da tala ngoku choto toke ndabala poshiko po omea ambule nya apatuloke.
Okupil, chila monjilo oma ujuu makaninga mahapu vali na tango.
Makaninga mahapu. Yeah. Oshonenda kalanzili munga lo ili nga ho.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I was, I had now the depression as well as suicidal thoughts because of that situation that I had that was happening at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which situation?
Which is now the... my grandmother's house burning, basically most of it, all the huts or the traditional huts, they burned down. There was only the ones, the rooms with corrugated iron mm-hmm. and one structure that was made of bricks. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing that was remaining. Same as with my mom's house. It's a two-bedroom house. So one room burned, the toilet, the kitchen, the sitting room. So basically only one room was not affected. So mm-hmm. that situation really affected me. Because now she, at some point, she used to be the breadwinner, but then she lost her job and she could not support us anymore like she used to previously. So the water was cut off because she could not afford to pay anymore. She could not afford to take care of us. So they would have to get water basically from the neighbors. And then the neighbors would call me. That time I was also just a student and they would call me to say, try and fix because our water bill is also going high.
I see.
Yeah. So that was mm-hmm. basically the situation.
All right. And how did it happen for you to come to the church? Because maybe you receive a Stop Suffering leaflet or any other. How did you begin to know about the church?
Okay. So when I came to the church, I was invited. So when I came in Ventuka, I was staying with a family member. And she was the one that invited me to the church. She mm-hmm. was a member. She's still a member. So when I came, she invited me to join her to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at that time, I used to drink alcohol, but not excessive. I would drink alcohol here and there. But then when I came to church, the first change that I saw was that desire to take the alcohol was completely gone from me. So, kongeleko ndeyako, shindeyako venduko kwa iha ndidina kwa nidzimo, kwa nidzimo vange, umakala ni muna mekulumwe hai kongeleka. Wena eki akashivange nduye na ikongeleka. Oshima, ilo elunduru kolote tenda mona. Shashkwa ingo, hanzi yange na manzi no malodu apa na penya ngo. Elunduru kolote tenda mona, shinde ya mongeleka, ehalolo kuno malodu olakana po filu filu. Mm-hmm. So that desire went away completely.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I saw that God was actually in this place.
Okay.
Yes.
So you came to church, you found help.
Yes. I found people that could help me.
Mm-hmm.
But now because of that pride and stubbornness that I had mm-hmm. and that of I'm educated, so I would look at
you people. Think that you didn't need help.
I didn't need
that
help.
You're
and
okay.
Also, deep down I knew I needed help.
Uh-huh.
But the way I would look at people, I would think, who are you to help me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm educated, I'm all that, I know better than you. So basically, I would look down on people and... For the longest I've been in church.
So you were, you know, very proud.
Very, very proud.
Stubborn.
Yes, very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I would come to church because of that difference, that the change that I saw, that the desire of alcohol was removed. So I knew God was in the universal church. But then I wouldn't receive the help that I needed because I would look down on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... It went on for a very long time. So ndakala ndu ya kongeleka lifimboli lele la mala kakwa nandimona.
Before you continue, Katula, Pastor Festus, there are many people out there who think that they don't need help. Many people out there who is very, you know, like I know, I am educated, I have this, I have that, but this person is suffering with depression, even though. Maybe this person have the qualification or even money or even, how can I say, things, material things. Mm-hmm. But this person is still suffering with deep sadness mm-hmm. inside of him, bitterness, and even desires of wanting to kill themselves because of this emptiness, this void inside of them. And that's why we are calling this program Stop Suffering, because the suffering have to stop, not only the material, but the inner. Because sometimes people only look at the interior, the outside, but the inside is what need help. Right, Pastor Festus?
Kashimboto shakene kujua fafana, oushiwete kucha ungana mwenyeote imoni huna, oushi kucha kapena evatelo talijipeni, no mabatelo ato mono pamwe pamwe watinda, wadina, uwete kucha ove kapena utadruku kuvatela, ashike, ushimashimu wapu mbogu jimbruko ishi kucha, ketula, apatulon tima wae, apatulon madila diluae, ndele, tamono evatelo. So, I'm saying, ketula has opened up her heart one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of her opening up her heart, so she got help.
She humbled herself. Basically.
She humbled herself. Whereby they are going to hear how did it end.
Because, Pastor Festus, maybe this person is well-educated.
Mm-hmm.
This person has a PhD, doctor's degree, or this person have maybe everything one can afford.
Mm-hmm.
But when everything finish, this person sit on the chair, this person still face this deep down emptiness, sadness inside of them. And that's why maybe this person try to commit suicide or go to drink or go to smoke in order to forget about the problem. But God wants to help this person. Jesus say, all things are possible for those who believe. It's just one have to believe. Just to believe and humble himself, definitely the change is going to take place.
No shima shimwe, omitwei, tuimono, omitwei, ye patrulo, lo ladio, takuchu akucha, ehulipe polemono rihuna, eke la kalunga, kalunga takenda bara, okukufamomuju, oto shakeneke, ka pena outa druku kuvatela.
Just give up the pride.
That's it.
Just give up the stubbornness. Don't hesitate. God is stretching out his hand. He wants to take you out of this muddy life that you are living in.
Mm.
This life of suffering, pain, bitterness. God wants to give you peace, the eternal peace. Not the things that you have. Maybe you can afford anything, but still you don't have peace. Maybe this person can afford anything, but still don't have peace. God wants to give this person peace inside, like God have changed the life of Ketula. Right, Ketula?
Yes,
you needed Pastor. To humble yourself. You needed to get rid of the pride, basically.
Yes, Pastor.
You needed to put aside and say, God, I need your help.
Yes.
I need to change inside.
That's correct. So when I came to the church, I was introduced to a group of young people, the YPG, Youth Power Group. There's mentors, people that went through similar situations. There's depressions, and they overcame suicidal thoughts. And these people were attempting or trying to help me, basically. But I was resisting at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but why would you resist?
Because of the pride that I had. I thought I was better than them.
Oh.
I thought I was smarter than them.
Okay.
Yes.
So you thought that you don't need help?
Basically. Yes, yes. But also I couldn't help myself.
Yes.
So
because with all this wisdom, you are unable to help yourself to the point that you even wanted to kill yourself.
Yes.
And going to drink just for you to forget about the problem, right?
Yes. So ishindeya kongeleka onda ndashiwa kongudia nyasha, ongudia nyasha ili mongeleka universal akuti, o youth power group, ano ongudia nyasha ye ngono. Mongudomone omuna aya kuli muna hungi mwinyo, ishindeya mo, kuita kenda baloku kwa felange shashinavo ovalingove na engalo mungala mwenye wavo vapitila minima ayo oloka no yoku yoloka ndeke ngono datate kalunga ovafindana kuita kenda baloku kwa felange maana tangu kuinde vatala kukucha vo ama menzi vadule ama mendalongwa shidulife vo shivalongwa onye ita aduruku kwa felange oshonda indilinga ho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been coming to the church for so long, but deep down inside, every day I'll go home, I'll cry, I'll have to cry myself to sleep. Before I sleep, basically, I had to cry. That's the only way I've...
And the pride cannot help you.
Yes.
And the stubbornness cannot help you.
Yes. And so when I kept coming, I saw other young people coming to this group,
mm-hmm.
the YPG, and their lives were changing, and you could see that they have peace within them. They were happy. And so I started to desire to want to be with like them, to also have this peace that they had.
I see.
And then I humbled myself,
mm-hmm.
and then I started now to stop looking down on people, to think I'm better than other people. So,
you needed to stop. But who told you you need to take a decision, or somebody told you to do it?
So I just saw as other young people were taking part of this group's activities,
mm-hmm.
Their lives were being transformed. Okay. And I just desired to be like them as well.
So you took a decision yourself?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So ndaka kala nena mindine halo kucha na monda ndika ndino mbili ndafa anu anyesha vakwetu ava
na vumonengo mito yokulunduruka
iyo shonani
sho weshimone na kuva kweni
eh
okuja apo tokufane tokololo ai
andi kufane tokololo ange opo ndi nini pike opo ndi patulo ntima wange amindimone kwa foku kupitila maya kuri
okay
yeah
and that's why a friend you can call now the toll free number call now the toll free number It's free of charge or Shali. It's just for you to pick up the phone and call at 0800 22 3335. 0800 22 3335. So call now the toll free number and search for this help. Maybe you have been hesitating to call. Maybe you think that you don't need help because you are highly educated. But still, you don't have peace at night on your bed. You are unable to sleep. You twist and turn to the left, to the right. You need it for you to sleep. You need to drink. You need to use some kind of chemical, some kind of drugs. God wants to help you, friend. Just humble yourself. Just give God a chance because you need Him. He's the one that made you. He's the one that created you in His image. So He has the remedy. He knows that you're facing this, but you need to call upon Him. You need to talk to Him. You need to return to Him. If you return to Him, He will return to you. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
This person returns to God, God will return to them. Because God wants to give this person life.
Yes.
God wants to give this person ombili. Ombili, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to give them ombili. But they should not hesitate. Call now the toll-free number. 0800 22 3335. Right, Pastor Fest, they can call now.
Yes. Totu dengle peife, konomola yongodi, onola, ohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatuvatatu, nonano. Unenetu ngenge pamwe ihonanga la tokofa, unoku kanma no malo duno kuri opu, duloku opemofi du duloku ya momeshoe, pamwe holi vendena ndokuri no man, dala kisheli momu nyonyomu, shapo, eshua pumboku ninga. Tu denge lutale kongo joyo pungo no meilikano, shasho meilikano, okune hono.
Take a decision. God wants to help you. Help is at hand. Just take Jesus' hand and go. Like I always say, Pastor Festus, this Tuesday I spoke to the people, that imagine you are in a boat and your boat is sinking, and suddenly someone appears with a large boat, and he stretched out his hand to help you. Are you not going to take the hand? You are going to, because your boat is sinking. And maybe this person is sinking in depression, sinking. This person is suffering with suicidal thoughts, with depression. And this person needs to sleep. In order for this person to sleep, he needs to drink, he needs to smoke. God wants to help this person to have a sober life. So, Katula, who are you today?
So, today I am completely transformed. I'm a new person. I am no longer the way I used to be. Mm-hmm. I don't look down on people anymore.
No more proud.
No more stubborn. I don't think I'm
thinking
better than
that
anyone.
you know.
No, I don't.
Who know? Only God.
Only God knows. Uh-huh. Yes. So I'm totally transformed. I'm married now. I managed to complete my school.
Amen.
The challenge that we had in our family of the houses burning, that has stopped completely.
No more flames suddenly.
No more flames anymore. I think it's now more than 8-9 years. Amen. that problem has gone completely.
Praise God.
Yes, and God has also helped us to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but above all, I have peace within me.
You have salvation.
I have the assurance of my salvation.
You have on Billy.
I have on Billy Payfe. Ngilialinga shindali na lengi nali omepoinya kutala nu kuchamundi vadule. Tatekalungo nginalio natango omepoinya kucha ama mendishishi tatekalungo eshisha shishe natango nupsakadzi nyako itu na mumbo. Wo mumbo happy na wakula po pefa papita ngone mutwe dola dili heta tongo ilu hapo wakajo wakana po filu upitila mengono datate kalunga natango tate kalungo kwe tu kwa fela opo tu kaletwa tungulo lo mumbo se ame natango kwa komba daya ishe onda ondino mbili ondine kupifo lange.
You are a new person.
I'm a new person.
You have salvation.
I have salvation.
You took a decision. You have God inside of you.
I have God inside of me.
And is there any message that you would like to say to those out there who is suffering with the same that you were suffering with?
Yes. So, okucheke tatekalunga oye, oyaeke, tadruku tukufa momo upsakaja turimuo. Kashi, amekwe inendu ditena kulisha, shonduwete ndalongwa ilo amendishishi yapu, denu nongwa anga usho kwenye wetendu, ndina kakwe, hau duruku kwa felange, nopo mito nyako indala kukufomo inyo, inau kwa felange nande. So, onge tatekalunga owe yaeke tatuluku kwa fela.
Otashi tikucha owe yapo ngatu yokuli jilulula.
Ondi jilulula. Yeah, natango, andi shivayo anyasha veshe, moshilo nguwa shishe, va ningo ngenda bala upova kufombinga, mungu doya anyasha, wewa kucho o youth power groupa, upo, vawa imi neshasho muna anyasha, vapu, vapitila mini mai hapu mungu nyomo, ndeo peife vo vafinda nini mao. Onge na votadru kuya anyasha. Opo vaka lewa kwa felwa. Opo weo vafinda no mwujo elimu. Natango olo makari taluya. Otuno oshinyanga. Daro asha anyasha natango toshe telwa kongu beyo YPG. Kushekeshe tuwa patihange. Otuna oshinyanga. Daro asha asha anyasha atushifana. Omega help. Onge atu muifana mushe anyasha mushe. Mukale mwetuwe imina keshe ika apa uli Moshilongo, apa yo tuange pe nongele kwa universala, kala yetu imina moshi nyangadara shuto isho mega help atashiningwa, molo makayari touka po imwe yontenya. Ila umone kwa fo, elinda mona, ila umone kwa fo, kupitila kutate kalunga.
Amen. And the same way, Pastor First, we have about four minutes to go or so, 3 minutes before we are going to go to our message. Mm-hmm. This person have to understand that help is at hand. Jesus wants to give this person life, like God have given Katula a life.
Yes.
She have a life.
Pastor Daryl, there is a story here. There was a man that was in the boat that was singing. And then what happened? There comes another boat giving him a hand for him to come out.
Yes.
And then he began to, my God, I need your help. I know you are going to stop this boat not to sing. I'm not going to go anywhere until the other boat went. There comes a helicopter.
Yeah.
Then he look at the, I'm praying for my God to stop this boat to not to sing. And then at the end of the day, he sing with the boat.
Yeah.
When he went in heaven, he was asking God, why did you did not help me? God said that I'm the one who sent that boat that comes to you.
Yes.
And you didn't accept my help.
Exactly.
I'm the one who sent that helicopter that comes to you. And you didn't receive the help. Maybe right now there is some people that are listening to us.
Exactly.
We are trying to help them. The story is very, the story of Ketura is very strong.
Exactly. Pride is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people, they can't see that they need help. They think that, no, I'm educated, I'm highly educated, I have this degree, I don't need help. But
I also pray. But look at the situation that you are.
There's no change. You can only find help if you humble yourself. Humble yourself unto the Lord, and the Lord will lift you up.
That's it.
Now, Katula have peace, joy, and happiness. She found she's married, she has salvation. Right, Katula?
Yes, Pastor.
Uh-huh. Amen. Praise God. So we are going to go now. We have about 15 seconds to go for the moment for us to get the word of God.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura ora dioyoye etiari netine pomgoi. Sigo omlongo uosiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Right, so we are back. We are back. If you have your Bible, you may please kindly open your Bible in the book of John. John chapter 10, verse 9. Open there your Bible. John chapter 10, verse 9. We always have a scripture reading before we can open the lines for those that can call in. You can open your Bible there. The word of God says like this, John chapter 10, verse 9. God, Jesus say, I am the door. I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he will be safe. If anyone enter by me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pastures. Pastor Festus, Jesus say here that he is the door to the Father. He is the door. If anyone want to go to the Father, have to go through Jesus. Jesus is the door. And that's why we are bringing to this person the Stop Suffering program. Because Jesus want to change this person's life. Jesus say, I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he will be safe. Maybe this person is lost. Maybe this person is drowning in the suffering. Maybe this person is now listening to us from the prison. Maybe this person is in prison because of a crime and thinking that all hopes are over. There's no help anymore. But even in prison, this person can change and be safe and find pastures and find salvation. Like there were two thieves hanging with Jesus on the cross. And one say, Father, remember me when you are in paradise. And you were safe on the cross with Jesus because he humbled himself. And if this person humbled himself, they will find pastures because Jesus is this good shepherd who laid down his life. Mm-hmm. He laid down his life. He took all the pain he took on himself. By his wounds, we are healed, we are free, and God wants to give this person a chance as well.
Yes. Takutu agucha, yes, atatikucha, ame umvelo, keshe umwe o tapitile motea mkwame, otamono ehupifo. Umvelo u omno te otapitile mongaheri pimbela. Omvelo u omno tapitile momuo onga shomfita popya kompinga yo mbujo kwali ya valewa kunsha kanon pamwe na yosha o a chikucha yosha nae pamwe nae okwamono mitope fimbolo omvelo omno te upitinga helipi omvelo te upiti kupitila meli jilululo handi ko mafiko ayo anesha nokulita tikucha li dilulele ni osheshi oshilongo sheulu oshilipo pepi pomitoyo mimona de teri dilulule opuo pefi mbashi kolo okwaya mumvelo we mangululo okwaya mumvelo we veluko okwaya mumvelo okujamo memonori huna okwa ontima ayo wapatulula okwaya moshilongo sheulu kulivali moshilongo shemonori huna wajam.
God want to give this person the help.
The help for him to come out of the situation that they are. Like I said this, that doll that Jesus said he is, that doll, how one can be able to enter in that doll is through repentance.
Exactly. If this person opened the door, Jesus will come in and live inside of this person.
Mm.
Jesus is knocking, but nobody's opening the door. So open the door, because Jesus is the door. He said, I am the door. Go through the door, go through Jesus, and you will find pastures. You will be safe. I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm also having tonight here Pastor John from our church here in the cathedral in town, from the YPG. Pastor John is responsible for all the youth, the YPG. There's a group in the church. Good evening, Pastor John.
Good evening, Pastor, and good evening to all the listeners.
All right. Pastor John, we are telling the people here tonight, Jesus said that I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he will be safe, will go out and find pastures. God wants to give this person the pastures, the help, the healing that this person needs. Because He wants to help this person. That's why we are also in this event that we are going to have this coming Saturday in Zupac, Mega Help. God wants to give this person this big help. God wants to take this person out of the suffering.
Yes, Pastor, indeed. As Pastor was mentioning now about the help, the only way one can really get help is when the person recognizes. Just like it happened to Ketula as she was here right now, she was mentioning about her story. She really needed to repent. She needed to look back at herself and to think, I can't think of myself so much. Mm-hmm. I have to give myself a chance for me to learn how to ask for help. The world right now teaches people that sometimes you don't need help. You don't need to seek for people to give you guidance. But the Word of God, He says that He's the door, as Pastor mentioned just now, that He wants to lead us to green pastures. So when we go through His ways, He's the only one that can give peace that we need inside.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if this person thinks, no, I have qualification, I'm highly educated, I have this, I have that. But still, at night, when this person go to the bed, nobody's there. Now the pain come, the depression come, the desire to go to drink, to go to smoke. And this person don't find this help in drinking, being under the influence of alcohol. Mm-hmm. It is just temporarily, just for a little while. And then after this person becomes sober, the problem come back again.
Yeah. And this is something that is reoccurring every single day. It happens again and again and again. And Pastor, this reminds me even long ago when I was changing, and I think there are others that are the same. They say, I want to change. But then the next day, they go back to the same problem. Mm-hmm. They go back to the same situation, the same addiction. So that's the reason why the Mega Help this Saturday, even as we are going to be there at the Zoo Park, is going to be an amazing event that we are going to have. Mm-hmm. And we are making a challenge with all of you, wherever you are. Around the country, you can call to find out where it's happening. Friends, this is not a time for us to be quiet. It's a time for us to reach out for help. That's the reason why this event's name is called Mega Help. It goes beyond the normal help.
Mm-hmm. So this event will be where, Pastor John?
We are going to have it officially at the Zoo Park Amphitheater. It's going to start at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Of course, what I can let you know that will happen there, there will be a couple of guidances that we are going to be giving to everyone. There will be motivational speeches. We are going to have the famous clash of choirs. We are going to have schools coming together. Mm-hmm. They're going to be singing. They're going to have a competition. We are giving them a platform where the choirs can actually come and showcase their talent.
Oh.
And at the same time that we are doing this, we are going to have performances from the YPG itself, from the arts and culture, from the help group. We're going to have counseling as well.
Uh-huh.
No charges will be given to anybody on this day.
For free, Oshali.
It's going to be for free, Oshali. And as they come at the entrance as well, there is some gifts that they can win as well, of course. So if they can come and see, it's a family event. You and your house, you and your family, you're invited to join us for this day at the Zoo Park or at the nearest branch that we have in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Find out.
And in the north, they are also going to have the Mega Help on the 12th of October. It's going to be at UNAM Campus Hall on the 12th of October, 2 p.m. It's going to be 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the afternoon. there in the north. Mm-hmm. But this Saturday now in Windhoek, here in Windhoek at Zupak, here in town, we are going to have this event. And it's going to be a free entrance, right, Pastor John?
Yes, 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 Pastor. In fact, Pastor Festus, this event is going to bring a lot of youth together, but it's going to be the day to help the youth.
Yes. Otakutua kucha, o hatu kakaratu no shivilo, nandi chakucha shivilo shova nyasha, o shivilo shinene shashiako. Shevatelo rinene la shiako. Shokucha no uri peni, uriko ndangwa, uriko shakati, ilo uriko keshe tapa uri, totupurikine peifenga ha. So ongenge shapoto druku tu dengela umono mapukulua wanakucha umoshi lando shoye oshivilo osho shovanya shashe vatelo linene la shiyako otashika kala peni. So ototu dengele ne kongo jeyi onola ohetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano. Opongo ushive kucha moshi lando shoye oshivilo osho shinene shovanya shashe vatelo la shiyako otashika kala peni.
All right. So now I would like to open the lines for you to call in the studio. Here in the studio, we're at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. You can call the studio. And if you would like to talk off air, call our toll-free number or Charlie free of charge at 0800-22-335. We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. Good evening. What up on our?
O matoke lo panawa? Yalo. O to denge kuja peni ne dina lo liri?
Emilia, da denge kuja kengwena.
Emilia, o to denge kuja kengwena. Emilia, atu kuiri kanene shina shana shike, ujua shike to shake neke?
Ndala muiri kanene meme no ongolo ya jinda.
Ongola ya jindo kujo nei ningaho?
Kujo dula jako.
So odula isho yo kuna ongola ya jinda. Okay, meme wo kulipa mwena avo po? Okay. Onda hala ha? Edinala meme wo liye?
Emilia.
Okay. Longe kidenyo oka kopi keni komeva iloka kanjini keni komeva? Opo neke hululo programa hii? Ohatu kani ngome ilikano? Na meme, omeva oto kalongifa opo uko shongolo yoyoyo, opo ne inenelonga ya kalunga te ikalongwa omeitavel. Ewa, ukutoke na ukaleku wa?
Ewa, tate.
Alright, so God wants to help you. Maybe you are suffering. You have this thought that has been there in your mind for a very long time for you to kill yourself because you think that there's no help. That's why we have this mega help. Saturday in Zupak, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm inviting all of you. Don't miss, because God wants to help you. We have another caller online. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. What up now, meme? Tate?
Tato, tato, kira po now. Umwato kira po now, tate?
Tato, kira po now, arera.
Tate, dinalayo, liyari no tatenge. Kuja peni?
Ayo, yere liya luguru, tatenge. Ngao, ni suza kumbayo, no?
Yeah.
O sapandura yo no ke hokoro ngani ta ke turango no aringa ta hokora mono.
Mhm.
Nanga onga onyasha.
Yeah.
Ah no la anya shwa ku ti ta ti musta ta nje ku changane o matiko ku tsaka di mbono wa kwanezimo tsaka di matopo no nga chingani na tango ngani ko no pa ni na to ko mafuta. Na tatu kakanga ni natango kino shitu tinga chapo kwa ngani kupata.
So na nyotanga kala kumuna kwa mega helpa kumbinga kwa mba yoko?
Na tatu kakanga kino mega helpa.
Otei kala ya mapeni mbela mumba yomo?
Mumba wakato wadi kwa kukadi mandiro. Mboma robo tangani ngano woku ya moto Europa. Kukadi mandiro kwa mumbae. Noshonga natango noko swako kwa tatu kakanga ni kuna mega helpa. Anjo nataka kala ilipo. For women, pendangani, no for DLC.
Okay.
So tulana end this time, mono eriko end this time, wata monogano, bito epon, gireka, etumbono, pono yiyo, uruwa mbano, no Philadelphia, primary school, nengo da mongani, yetu dengera ni gongozi, okunango ono mora jono yekwa tero, jono taburea dengera, chashi, otangi indire, onga onyasha, anyasha, kwe tia mone, ye ya mone kwa sonde. Chache pasonjo no jeja manguru anje nukani pokitefe njenda manguruka dishoko cha natango anje chango dishikaekea
ewa ewa donga ho na na dioka wino kawi ndiwete kuchova mbaya veshove muda kwa bingako.
Maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right. Sorry for that cut, but we are having another caller online. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. What up now, Meme? Tate?
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Pastor John, you can take this call.
Good evening. How can we help you tonight?
Very good, Pastor. My name is Justine.
Okay, Justine.
I am calling from Walvis Bay, Erongo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to invite all the youth here in Erongo, especially in Walvis Bay.
Okay.
I would like to invite them for our Mega Help event that is going to be at the Fire Brigade at Quisebmund.
Okay.
That is going to be Saturday, 1 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much for the invite.
Yes, and as well in Swakopmund, we are going to have the same event, and it's going to be a DRC Women Community Project. It's as well going to be 1 p.m.
All right. Thank you so much, yes. Ne. Thank you for the invite. Help,
yes. The All same right. help that Katuka received in the YPG. So we would like to invite all the youth that might be going through the same situation that she has gone through
mm-hmm.
to come and receive this help, because we are going to have as well free counseling and motivational speeches.
All
so
right.
I would like to invite every youth in Erongo that might be going through any situation. Perhaps you are going through depression. Perhaps you are going through a different case. So you are all invited.
Thank you so much for the invite. And have a good night. We are going to continue here as well together with Pastor Daryl. Yes, Pastor.
All right. So you can call the studio now at 0832-888-401 in the studio. Or you can call the toll-free number free of charge. Or Charlie, there will be someone ready to help you at 0800-22-335. Call the toll-free number. We have another caller online. Caller, you're live from Eagle FM. What up on our?
Yeah, evening, Tati.
What up, Tati?
You know, she didn't know no fair for campus in your shack at your own wedding.
It's Walvis Bay. You are calling us from which site?
North, and I'm asking the event here at the North will take
in the North. In the North, the mega help will be at UNAM campus. It's going to be on the 12th of October. Okay, we lost that call. In Oshakati, is going to be at UNAM Campus Hall, 12th of October, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, all right? In the North, the mega help will take place. We have another caller online.
Caller, you are live from Eagle FM. What up on now?
Up on Meme.
Meme, I thought you were up on now. Meme, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you
doing?
What are you doing? What are
Pasta, otuna e umbole tura dunda kana tuna mami metano malo dunai.
Mhm.
E otuna umbola dunda kana una mina vala kun kulandu lota vaningi ni mai.
Okay.
Otuna mene ina la ku kala itadela nando atunombe itadeli na la ku tura mai longa.
Mhm.
Otale umbole tula la inkanyo na shasho otunaria la ku ya kome shopping de tinte ni maise.
Okay. Memo waninga na washo wetu dengela opotuku tule momelika no kapena shisha nyangana kukalunga ngenge tashi yako ngala mwenyo ilo tashi yako majila dilo za shako ntima katuna pa dutruku ya ndengono takalunga geta dududu tadidru kulundu lo ngala mwenyo sho ohatuke kutula momelika no sho yesho apoku ningalo ngikidoka ko piko ekomeva ilo kakende komeva oponeno ngengo to druku to plano bakwane jimo bo ngengo poveli opo please ninga Kalunga ne kuyambe ke meme ke khulolo pologa maku otuye ni pamwe no japo pola jove.
Ewa.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401, or you can call the toll-free number free of charge. You can call, there will be someone, a man of God, ready to help you. Or you can call anytime, night or day. So toll-free number is always ready. There will be always someone ready. Your call will not go on voicemail. So you can call at 0800-22-335. I repeat, 0800-22-335. Pastor Festus, they can call the toll-free number. Oshali, right?
To tu dengelo shali, kongo diyo nomola, ohetatu, o nola vavali, o mbali vavali, o natuvatatu, nonano. Handendrula, o nola, ohetatu, o nola, nonola, nombali, nombali, nonatu, 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 nonano.
Yeah, so keep on trying calling the studio at 0832-888-401. Help is at hand. Maybe you need to drink for you to go to sleep. You don't need to drink. Maybe you need to smoke for you to go to sleep. You don't need to smoke. You don't need to be under the influence of alcohol or chemicals or drugs. You just need to give God a chance. Help is at hand. God is calling you. He is saying He is the door. He is the door. So we have another caller online. Right. So keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. I repeat. We have another caller.
Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on our meme? Tate? Mem, matokelo pa nawa. Eh, na mem, matokelo pa nawa. Memo ta denge ku Japani. Okay. Meme dina la yori die? Hello?
Okay, we lost that caller. All right, but you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. It doesn't matter where you're calling us from the farm, from the village, from the hospital, maybe from the prison. Keep on calling.
We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What about our meme, Tate? Okay. Orie tapopino ta denge ku Japani?
Oye, mili ya uko alia denga na leko njala kupula kucha. Otol free number ite ipiti?
Otol free number ite ipiti?
Say, can connect.
Ah, otuna muto problema no toll free number. So, o toll free number te ikalili mo me pralu she, no kupendu kongula nando apendu kamongula, o to druku denga e fimbo keshe. Ngenge pa mwatu shake deko problema, pe fimbo lo tweli.
Tangi.
Ewa.
Okay, so we are preparing ourselves now for the moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water or your bottle of water. We are going to pray now shortly.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you say it in your words, where there are two or three gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of them. And I believe, Lord, you are here in our midst, and you are willing to help this person. That's why, Lord, we are here. Every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 9 to 10, my Lord, to give always to this person a word of faith. Maybe this person is suffering from a depression, suicidal thoughts, a pain. Maybe this person is suffering from family problems, my God. Problems all over. This person is overwhelmed by the problems. Father, I pray, my Lord, that you may take away all the suffering. You can do the impossible to become possible. That's why you say it in your words, that you are the door. If this person comes through you, they will be safe and they will find pastures. My Lord, maybe this person think that she don't need the help. He think that he don't need the help, he's well educated. But Lord, when this person humble himself and look up to heaven, definitely you are going to help them. So take this person out of this muddy life that they are living in. Maybe this person needs to, for him or for her to sleep. This person needs to go to drink or to smoke. They don't need my Father. They don't need all this in order for them to have peace. They can find peace through you because you came to give peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You want to give them peace. So I pray, my God, for all the Stop Suffering supporters, those, my Lord, from the church who made it possible for us to have this program here on Eagle FM. Bless them, my God, abundantly, and let them see the greatness of your power in their life. I bless, my God, the water of your people, those who have their glass of water, their bottles of water in their hands. Bless this water. When they drink, remove the sickness, the pain, remove the disease, remove the sadness, remove, my God, all the problems that this person has in his life. Father, I commit, my Lord, everyone in your hands. I pray for Namibia, my Father, and I pray, my Lord, for everyone, those who are connected, my Lord. And I believe that you will do the impossible to become possible, in Jesus' name.
Omwene wetu Jesus Christus, ove ou apopsa, me udane kolo eto tiku chan, ou te indile otapewa na otakongo, otamono na otakongolo ta yululu. Pe fimbweli kalunga kange, otuna ovanu ovo tava kongola, koshivelo, shuamba oye kalunga kange, onga asho mwene Jesus Christus, to tiku chan, ove omvelo, opena ovanu avata kongola, kalunga kange, koshivelo, shuamba olu, vapumbwa ikumi falonga, omavatelo oye kalunga kange, omangululo loye, komo ujuta vashakeneke kalunga kange, veri hololela pa veri pai fenga ha nde tobe luli kilove mwene kalunga kange o handi ambe kome vavo ava vangudu mana o vapane dimu ava veli pome vavo vapumbra e kwa felolo e kalunga kange no handi ambe ke e ngala mwenyo davo handi dianje moma ke o e kalunga kange ukale umvateli wavo o medina la Yesus Christus o ton mome vavo e nde tobe luka nde to mangulua kujutu tusha keneke medina la Yesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. So you may drink your water by faith. Be healed right now. Receive on Billy. Receive peace inside of your heart in Jesus' name. So in case you find yourself in Windhoek, we are always together Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning for the gathering of faith and miracles. So in case you find yourself in Windhoek and Ospenplat, we are at number 32 Independence Avenue. Always passing to you faith. All right. So you can come around and for sure God is going to bless you. And also we have our branch in Ogrina, in Greenwall, Pastor Festus. Yes. Where is the church situated?
Our branch in Greenwell, we are in Daniel Street, next to the police station. Tulipope pinoka polisi, Ogrina, omoturi, omo, ngilekango inyayili po yakula. Iafane kukanguchi, omongoto ya amo.
Yes, in case you find yourself in Okuringava, I'm also joined in the studio with Pastor Brandon from our branch in Okuringava.
In Okuringava, you can find us at Stop and Pray in Ondoda Street opposite ShopRite USAFE. Sunday morning, our service is at 7:30 in the morning, followed by 10 o'clock, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and 4 p.m. in the evening.
All right. So you can call the toll-free number, and you can also find out where the nearest branch are. But tomorrow, we are having, we call it Friday, where we pray against sleepless night. Maybe you're suffering from the terror of the night. You're unable to sleep during the night. So you can make a turn as well tomorrow. Our first service is 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 6 p.m. And remember, we are always here Tuesday nights and Thursday nights from 9 to 10. So you can always tune in, all right, every Thursday and every Tuesday night, all right? So for now, in the studio, we are going to say bye-bye to you until next week, Tuesday. Bye-bye. Oshuete. Bye-bye.